So thank you very, very much for an absolutely wonderful moving film. I'm sure the audience agrees completely. Thought we start off, I just ask you a few questions, then we open up with the audience. Sorry, you can't... Is it not turned on? Can you hear me?
Maybe this one works.
Try this.
Is that okay? Yeah, okay. I think the obvious question to ask is, to what extent is this wonderful film about a family kind of inspired by your own autobiographies?
Let me say this. Is Brian here, my boyfriend? So yes, it has some of course, autobiographical elements. But all in all, it's still a fiction. So our grandfather wasn't the 1 million and first, but our grandfather Kate was the first of our family to come to Germany. So that it has, autobiographical elements, but all in all, yeah, it's still fiction. So.
Well, I mean, there's the kind of the making. I mean, the film has now won several prizes and everything, but it's had a long time. It took a long time before you were actually able to make it. I read there were some 50 drafts of the screenplay. I don't know whether that's kind of exaggeration, but can you tell us a little bit about the obstacles that you encountered and then how success came about?
Sadly, this is not exaggerated. We had to write over 50 drafts. Yes. I wish it would have been, but no. The obstacles. Yes, right.
Start, please start. I will come and add some things, yeah.
I think one of the obstacles was to deal with the image of people, which a lot of people had about Turkish families. And of course, we have all seen a lot of movies about drama, about very serious themes like honor killing. So a lot of times people would ask and say, is that really realistic? Isn't that a too positive picture of a Turkish family? And then they wouldn't realize that it is quite insulting towards us. You know, we're sitting in front of them, two filmmakers. And because everybody was convinced that every, you know, there are 3 million, around 3 million Turkish people living in Germany. And the assumption that all these 3 million have the same problems, have the same, you know, like everybody would be, every Turkish man has a problem with his daughter living a modern life, was quite stressful. And we grew up, my name is Yasemin, and there was a quite famous German movie called Yasemin, and it was about the young girl struggling, fighting her father because she wants to live a modern life and have a German boyfriend. And I was, I think, 16 or 17. And then everybody would say, oh, is it the same with you? You know, is your father the same? And I said, no, you know, he's open-minded and no, he's not doing that. And then they would just look at me and go, oh, poor thing, she can't tell the truth. It's so hard, she can't be honest. So yeah, it was sometimes quite frustrating that people always gave you the impression that they knew better than you did. So yeah, that was a bit of a struggle. And when we said we want to make a movie about a family which we know, like quite a normal family with not so many big issues, just like the normal issues of life, and then people would always say, oh, is that not too light? Shouldn't we get a more deeper and dramatic thing into it? So yeah.
So your film.
No, so. She said everything. I think so.
I talked too long.
No, it's great.
But you've worked on the film together. Sorry, I didn't properly introduce you. Yasemin, you've directed it, but you've worked on the screenplay together.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about what is it like to how do you do it, to work as sisters together to do a screenplay? Do you kind of write sections separately?
It depends. We're doing it now for, I think, over 10 years. So first we started sitting next to each other and one is writing, the other one is just correcting and looking. But then we discovered that it's quite exhausting doing it like this, because every time someone writes just a word you don't like, that, oh no, don't write it like this. And so after years, we experienced that it's more productive just to have each a computer and then sit and writing scenes and then exchanging and reading and then, yeah, I think now we do it like last 5 years, like sitting not together but writing and then exchanging and reading, giving feedback.
Do you ever fight like the brothers in the film with the duvet?
Differently, yeah, but we fight a lot.
More violent.
And, you know, I've said at the beginning, to me, it's an incredibly innovative film. It's really like, I haven't seen a Turkish-German film at all like this before, and even the kind of comparison with other transnational cinemas. Have there been any kind of key sources of inspiration for you, and what could there have been?
It's funny, because the elements, I think, most of them are quite old-fashioned film elements, because... like the gibberish, the German talking gibberish, it's something that Charlie Chaplin did so many years before. That's one of the things. So it's nothing new in it. We just combined it and it did some stuff. We thought it's funny and we like it. So, yeah.
Have we used our crazy family? Like a lot of the things we took off out of course, people would know or we knew. So, yeah, of course, you take things of people... which you know, and so you know the characters you want to draw.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that helped, having a bit of crazy family.
You said you kind of combined elements that already existed, that inspired you. Before I open up to the audience, I bring in something that scholars like myself wreck our brains over. And that is when I speak to filmmakers with kind of multiple cultural attachments or so, diasporic filmmakers or whatever. What I'm interested in, is there something like a diasporic optic? Is there something where you combine or you consciously combine maybe elements from the Turkish film culture and from German film culture where you say, well, there's a kind of Turkish tradition here, as well as a German one? Or is that reading something into the film which isn't really there? I mean, a German thing that I saw, an allusion, a reference, and maybe I was dreaming, there's that scene on where the boys are fishing on the rocks and they have their backs turned towards us, and I think, well, that's a Caspar David Friedrich painting here. Okay, I'm over-interpreting. But is there anything kind of from the Turkish culture which kind of escapes me?
Well, I don't know. Some people say the humor is, you know, that a lot of people say, oh, you're obviously not German. Germans don't have humor. So don't know. But it's, of course, difficult for us to judge that, right? When you're in something, you do it and you deal with all the things which are inside your brain. So it's difficult to say if it is a mixture. But I would guess it is a mixture since you grew up in both cultures.
Mm. We've heard about that film has been phenomenally successful at the German box office. It's had 1.4 million viewers. It's been at a lot of festivals. It's a fantastic film, so we're not surprised. But there have been other kind of comedies which did well, reasonably well in Germany. I think Soul Kitchen, but nothing had. And I mean, even a film that's really famous here, not a comedy, Fatih Akin's Head On. They just didn't have the kind of box office success. What is it due to? Is it due to the comedy? Why do you think this has done so enormously well? It's your debut feature and it's been such a huge commercial success.
If you would know that, you would just use it for the next project. So it's really easy to... I don't know, you can't tell it really because you could just can guess, but it's really difficult because it's like the... I don't know. Maybe it was just really personal and people felt like it's really... personal movie, so they could identify with the characters, and I don't know, it's really difficult to answer.
I think people were a bit fed up with the drama, and you know, it came to a time where some of you might have heard about this amazing man Sarrazin and his amazing theories about Germany. So I think the movie, which of course we didn't plan, you know, it took us quite long to make the movie, but when it came out, we were quite worried because there was a dialogue about, you know, is Germany getting too foreign and are the foreigners taking over and all these stupid things were out there. So, and I think it actually the people had enough of that really serious, boring talk about social issues, and then suddenly there was a, yeah, there was our movie, and I think a lot of people enjoyed that they were allowed to laugh about cultural issues and not having to take it so serious. So, but yeah, that's, I think that's what was a combination of, yeah, timing and luck.
But the timing was amazing because there was Thilo Sarrazin, and he made that, he published that best-selling book. So this is for those who haven't followed the German press. The Germans are abolishing themselves, and it was this huge debate about so many immigrants in Germany, demographically they're taking over, and then there was a debate about the failure of multiculturalism. And then you came with that comedy, which of course had been in the making for a long, long time, but it was almost like a kind of direct response to that debate. Do you think with a comedy you can make a contribution to this debate, and what would it be?
I personally was really, and that's really just me personally, very proud that he sold more tickets than he sold books. So I felt like, yes! So I don't know. You know, it's difficult if you put movies into a political or cultural context, because you can't tell. It's, every human preserves a movie differently. So I'm very careful about movies having, because I think movies, they're just there, you watch them and everybody takes something else out of them. So, and if they have an influence, you don't know. So I wouldn't, I can't answer that question. It's too complex.
Hmm. Shall I open the debate now?
She was kind first. Of a bit,
yeah.
The program of the Cine Lumière, the film.
Hi, okay. Books. In the program of the Cine Lumière, the film is described as follows. This heartwarming comedy imagines labor immigration as a magical tale of German hospitality and successful Turkish integration, implying that there would be something either extraordinary or magical or to be imagined. In light of what you, Yasmin, said right at the beginning, where you try to emphasize that not all Turkish families are beset by honor killings and such strife. Are you happy with that sort of description and the continuous emphasis on magic realism?
Well, that's really, it's not all in my hands, right? If you make a movie, you finish it, and then whatever happens to the movie is not anymore, you know, what people write about the movie is not what I would personally agree on, or Nesrum might agree on, but of course they do their job. So anybody, for example, in distribution, when they come up with a trailer, you know, they edit a trailer, then it's not obviously what you might think is the best trailer to advertise the movie, but they still have their opinions, and they, so I would just say that's part of what happens to the movie, just is out there, and then people write whatever they want about the movie.
I'm happy with it.
Well, I'm not. Well, I don't know. Then I would have to read it again and really think about it. I was a bit like, you know what I mean. I haven't analyzed it, so yeah, difficult question. Again, Neswin, are you happy?
Could be worse.
Thank you.
Was it politically correct to make the father of the unborn child English, in the sense that it avoided the offence, what the Germans might consider offensive, that a German was making a Turkish girl pregnant? Why? Ooh. What other reason was it for putting the English there?
As I said, is Brian here somewhere? Well, it has autobiographical moments, but it was actually, it wasn't that autobiographical influence. I really liked the idea, and I think Nesma as well, that showing or saying, you know, it doesn't stop. You know, you don't come to a point where you feel like that's it, everything has developed to an end, now we can be all happy, nothing new will come into our lives, and we are all settled. So we thought, once, you know, I met my British boyfriend, we thought it's quite a nice idea to say it doesn't stop, they will develop further, you know, they will have new arguments and new challenges. So that's why we thought, yeah, let's pick another culture, let's pick another influence. And so it was more a dramaturgic decision to make. Did that answer your question? I don't know. Kind of, right.
Should I say something else?
Very easy question. Do you speak German to each other or Turkish?
German.
Most of the time.
Very easy.
You said this was your first feature film. What is your background? How did you end up making a feature film together?
Well, not the first feature film. It was the first cinema film, you can say. We did one for television before, and Yasemin directed one, but that was not written from us. So before that, we did, I mean, Yasemin studied in Munich, and we did a lot of short movies, and then I studied in Berlin. And
at film schools?
Yes, at film schools. And what else? It was the first cinema project, yes.
So was the "Granddad has evaporated" line inspired by Brian Cox's Wonders of the Universe on the television?
No, because I've never heard of that. So.
What? Of Wonders of the Universe? Brian Cox's was the der Opa ist verdampft, ob die Zeile inspiriert war von Wonders of the Universe by.
Is it a movie?
No, no. It's a kind of young scientist on British television who popularizes science basically,
Oh, right.
And it's I would say it's very kind of accessible, very popular.
Okay.
My daughters certainly have a crush on him.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It was just supposed to be a joke, but nobody laughed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, thank you for the film. Do you think, with your knowledge of the German society and growing up at the, as third generation, do you think the Germans are ready to welcome the next wave of Gastarbeiter, the one from Greece and Spain that are studying at the Goethe Institute today?
I do. Do you think
now they have more experience? Yes, that's a good point. But
It's a difficult. You know, it's again difficult. It's it's about also the economical situation of a country. You know, every time a country struggles, the fastest thing to do, the easiest thing to do, is pick people where you're trying to find. You know, people who have. Where you can say that's their blame. We're struggling because of them. So of course, every time economical crisis strikes a country, it's, I think that happens in all countries. Then it's first foreigners, which get always the blame for taking away work, taking away, you know, making the culture more mixed up and everything. So it's, I guess it's something which again doesn't stop. You have to work on that. You have to really work on not getting to that trap. Thinking, oh yeah, if you wouldn't have those, then we would have less problems. So I don't know. Did I answer it again? I feel today a bit like, as if I'm not answering the questions.
Yes?
This ceremony where you have the Bundeskanzlerin acknowledging the work of the Gastarbeiter, is it something real or did you make it up?
Yes, that really happened. You know, one day I read in the paper, Germany says thank you, and that the Bundeskanzlerin had this amazing, this thing she did. So I thought that's really funny. You know, Germany says thank you. So then we looked it up and we found this material, and Nesrin also liked it. So we used it in the script. And afterwards, you know, we bought the material, so we had material which could we were allowed to use, but then we had a lookalike on the set because we needed some shots of, you know, her and the boy together. So we had a lookalike, and the funny thing was everybody wanted to take pictures of the lookalike, so nobody would focus on the work. Everyone was like, can I picture of the Angela Merkel lookalike? So everybody really loved the Angela Merkel lookalike. So that was funny.
At this particular event, sorry, I'm a bit out of touch here, was it actually, did it take a similar format that people, I mean, that labor migrants or people who had come to Germany in the 1960s were invited to give speeches, or was that your invention?
Yeah, that was our invention. No, yeah. They didn't give a speech, I think. They were just invited and just for drink or something, and I think it just took like 1 hour or two and then bye. So it was short, thank you.
Okay. Good. Time for one last question from the audience before we have to, unfortunately. Yep. here at the front.
Yes, I was wondering, I really like the idea of showing the mixed Germans to the audience, so how the grandmother and grandfather understood the German language. You know, and I was wondering who of you had the idea to do it, and also the songs, you know?
We work together, so it's hard, sometimes really hard to tell who has first time the idea. Nesrin definitely did the songs, you know, we had a lot of fun doing the Christmas songs and gibberish, and it was good fun, and I think also the actors liked, you know, talking in this, because we would script it out. So we wrote everything they needed to say, and because they needed to say it as if they know what they're saying. So that's why we did. And it was But Nesrin did most of the songs.
We did it together.
Yes.
And have you got kind of a film in the making right now, which hopefully will get funding a lot sooner? And can you tell us something about it? Or is it a big secret?
We started to write again because last year was really busy just having Almania and going around and getting all the feedback, which was great. But we started writing but
a horror splatter movie.
And is this wonderful film going to be, I mean, you said, you told me over lunch, it's very, very successful in Italy and it has quite a number of international releases. Yes. Where in which other countries can it be seen? So Italy is successful, and
I think it was in most of European. It was in Italy, Spain. It was in Austria, in Switzerland, in Denmark. But then it was in
Hungary,
Israel.
Yeah, Israel.
In Taiwan.
Taiwan, funny enough.
Yes.
In Korea. So
what else? South Korea. It was about 20.
Yeah, Turkey, yes, of course.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was about 20, I don't know, every country yet, but can't remember.
Well, it would be great if this event would contribute to its discovery in England, and we'd all like to wish you much, much success with your next project, and thank you for making this wonderful film. And thank you for being here.